Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachom. Our text for reflection is Matthew 17, 9 to 13. The Gospel according to St. Matthew chapter 17, the verses 9 to 13. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus instructed them, "Don't tell anyone what you have seen, until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." The disciple asked him, "Why then do the teachers of the law say that Elijah must come first?" Jesus replied, "To be sure, Elijah comes and will restore all things. But I tell you, Elijah has already come, and they did not recognize him, but have done to him everything they wished. In the same way, the Son of Man is going to suffer at their hands." Then the disciples understood that he was talking to them about John the Baptist. My theme for reflection is embracing the unexpected in faith. Embracing the unexpected in faith. Now, friends, imagine this. Jesus and his friends are just coming down from a mountain where something incredible has happened. Jesus glowed like a superhero, and two legends, Moses and Elijah, showed up for a chat. It was a Snapchat-worthy moment, but Jesus tells them, "Don't share this yet." Then on the way down, they are all trying to wrap their heads around a riddle about Elijah and John the Baptist. This story from Matthew 17, 9 to 13 gets us thinking. How often do we expect God to show up in a booming voice or an Instagrammable miracle but miss the whisper in the wind? The disciples were scratching their heads because they were expecting Elijah to make a grand entrance with fireworks. But Jesus tells them Elijah already came, looking a lot like John the Baptist, but they missed it. It is a lesson for us to look for God's hand in the unexpected and the everyday. My dear friends, the disciples did not recognize John the Baptist as Elijah because he did not fit their blockbuster expectations. It is like us sometimes. We look for God in the grandiose and overlook him in the quiet, the simple, or the challenging. Jesus also drops a hint about his own tough road ahead. Another big piece of God's plan that did not match what people thought the Messiah story would look like. This mirrors our own lives. How we struggle to see God's purpose in the hard or confusing times. In this passage, we are reminded that faith is an adventure filled with unexpected twists and turns. This Lent, let us commit to being detectives of the divine, seeking out God's presence in all aspects of our lives, ready for the adventure of faith that unfolds in ways we might never have imagined. There are two questions for reflection. One, have you ever missed out on noticing God's presence because it wasn't what you were expecting? Number two, what steps can you take to keep your heart and mind open to God's unexpected ways, especially when life throws you a curveball? Dear God, this Lent, help us to keep our eyes and hearts wide open to the surprising ways you work in our lives. Show us how to find you in the quiet, the simple, and even the tough parts of our day. Give us the guts to trust your plan, even when it is not the path we would have picked. Help us to learn from Jesus and the disciples, to ask questions, to seek understanding, and to embrace the journey you have for us with open arms. Let this season of Lent be a time where we grow closer to you, seeing your hand in places we would never expect. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all now and forevermore. Amen.